Thank you, Chair. Can I suggest one amendment to that to make it even more Weasley, which is, I think the word, whilst I understand the word reassuring, I think it's a very subjective word, which in a convention is very difficult to interpret. I'd be tempted to just say an appropriate level of security. I agree with with your point about high, Chris. I think it, high requires a level that might not be necessary. I just wonder if an appropriate level of security is sufficient there. I think the balance with, and I'm sure we will have this challenge as we go through this again, and the boomerang effect will no doubt come into play in many of these provisions, but I think it's about striking the balance here between conveying the message that we want to convey in this convention, but also just bearing in mind and coming at this, I am coming at this very much from a member state perspective, and having to go back to my lawyers and my Foreign Office colleagues to get them to agree to this, which the more detail we put in here and the more subjective we make it, the harder it is for me to get approval to agree to this, which is perhaps a slight counterweight to Chris and the job he is doing representing passengers, which he's doing admirably. But I think we just have to find the right balance in here. So I think the changes we've made here, where we include examples and make clear they are examples, I think is probably going to be helpful to member states here. And I think, transferring some of this or expanding on some of this within the guidance note is exactly the right thing to do, because the guidance note is non-binding but conveys that message and reinforces it as well. Thank you.